Well, welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. Got a little bonus segment here. We thought we'd take advantage of the fact that Merle Shoemaker, the general manager at Allen Bob Sports, is with us. And we don't talk handguns very much. But I tell you what, Steve Prince of Prince Arming was here talking a little bit about our the concealed carry and the classes that he puts on. So let's go to the other end of that spectrum and talk about the guns themselves. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking, baby?
Well, I just want to hear Merle's opinion on some of the smart buys on pistols. Let's say a guy's hurting for bucks, but he wants to get a pistol. What would you recommend?
I would say that if, you know, a person wants something that's reasonable, that's easy to shoot, they don't have to do a lot of thinking, something in a 38 revolver.
That's what I'm thinking.
Smith & Wesson, Taurus, they both make good ones. That'd be a real good option.
You can start off with a Taurus at like $289.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right in that price range. And, you know, they have different features on them, whether you want them stainless or blue or different sights, things like that. But the concealed carry models are pretty basic. And, you know, they're going to be right in that price range. But that's a great gun for somebody to start out with, especially women.
38 Special is a nice size. What's a typical guy get? A 2.5-inch barrel?
Yeah, 2.5-inch barrel is going to be your concealed carry.
Packs away nicely. Guess what they never do? They never jam.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you get the hammerless, you won't even, you know,
snag it on your clothes.
It off and shoot your butt.
Well, that's the thing. You get a hammerless, it's not going to snag on your clothes
right
when you're drawing it. And it's just a good, simple, concealed weapon.
Now, my buddy Dick up at the Club 200, he carries a 357 hammerless, and that's a mean machine right there. It's a beefy little thing, but that's got some knockdown.
That's the nice thing though about a 357 is you can shoot 38s in it.
Yep.
So cutters. You know, so you got a nice round that you can load down for women, people that are slight of build, you know, that don't like a lot of recoil. You can turn that into a 38, and there you go.
Now, you've sold me several pistols. The last one I got was the 380, made in South America. I can't think of the name all of a sudden.
Taurus?
Nope. Anyway, you sold me a little 380 for my wife, and Bursa.
Bursa, yes.
And,
great gun.
Yeah, it is really nice. I want to, and then you gave me sold me an M&P Smith & Wesson 40, 15 shot.
Right.
Just too big to pack.
Right.
What would you recommend for a nice little sleek 9 that I could put into a back holster?
Take that M&P and scale it down, you know, by about, you know, an inch in length and a lot narrower, and you have an M&P shield.
Okay.
And that's the gun that I carry.
Is it?
And that gun is, you don't even know you have it.
Really?
And it,
that's what I want.
I have a full size M&P, which is a 4.5-inch, and I have that shield, which is just over 3. And when you're shooting both those on the range, they don't shoot any different.
Merle, when you're carrying concealed weapon, it's important that it's in a holster. You have a whole complement of those that they kind of you can help fit people with them, right? Because they need to be fit not only to the gun but kind of to your body.
Exactly. I mean, the holsters, everybody likes their own holster, just like they have their favorite shirt that fits them well. You know, so you got a number of different holsters, belt slide holsters, belt holsters. You have inside the pant holsters, paddle holsters. I, for one, use a paddle holster because I think they're the most comfortable and the easiest to get on and off.
Yep.
But some people, a lot of people use inside the pant, but there's not for everybody. They don't like to adjust their belt size to put their gun inside their waistline.
Your pants don't have the slack. If you're grilling properly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Merle, thanks for joining us. It's always great to see you, pal, and joining us on the show. Folks throughout Michigan, anybody can get to Grand Rapids and go to Allen Bob Sports. It's the place you want to be.
Hey, get up in that tree, enjoy a little of Michigan's beautiful bounty and bow hunting, and please be safe, and the Grilling Guys will talk with you next week.